Hey, 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 family. You know what time it is. It's Throwback Thursdays with Lisa Deshawn. Tonight, we have a special guest, Jay Tunes, and we will be breaking down Drake and his song, Started From the Bottom. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fuck your whole crew, my whole team looking like we so.
In this world, we are faced with so many injustices. Our rights are being taken away left and right. So, I want you to use your voice positively. If you see something, say something. If you know something is wrong, say something. If you see someone being mistreated for the color of their skin, for the neighborhood that they live in, just for being human, say something. Because we know all lives matter. But in this fight to survive, Black Lives Matter. VIP promotions are right here at Cooking with Positivity. We provide you with not only promotion on every episode of the month here on Cooking with Positivity, but a video to accompany your promotion to be shared on all social media platforms, as well as an interview and a product review. So, for just $100, you could become a VIP CWP member. Promote with us today. Family, I know we can all use a little bit of extra money. We're trying to be recession proof and have resources that actually make us money. Well, I have for you the ultimate resource money list. For $97, you can not only get a list for work from home jobs, emergency funding, but also recession proof credit cards for all credit limits, and be prepared for this inflation. Learn about SBA loans, grants for businesses, apps that actually make money, and other funding links. Hit me up for the money link today. It only costs $97 to access this amazing resource list. Don't miss out. Don't be behind the curve. Don't have your pockets empty. Hit me up today.
Welcome back, family. Aubrey Drake Graham, born October 24th, 1986, is a Canadian rapper, singer, and actor, an influential figure in contemporary popular music. Drake has been credited for popularizing singing and R&B sensibilities in hip-hop. He gained recognition by starring as Jimmy Brooks in the CTV teen drama series Degrassi, The Next Generation, 2001 through 2008, and subsequently pursued a career in music, releasing his debut mixtape, Room for Improvement, in 2006. He released the mixtapes Coming Back Season, 2007, and So Far Gone, 2009, before signing with Young Money Entertainment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you a musical artist looking to promote your work? Are you looking for a platform to spread the word about your amazing music, platform, albums, etc.? Well, look no further than Cooking with Positivity. We love to help artists spread the word about their music. Just be sure to send us your latest song that you would like to promote and let us know about your musical background. Give us a history of your musical journey and let us promote you and reach for the stars together. New York's own international team is back and he is War Ready. Be sure to check him out on all streaming platforms.
I'm masked up and war ready. Knife work sitting, hold steady. Gangsta moving like Pesci. All you niggas get ready. Sniper sitting on the roof. That's 85 for the coupe. I'm so much of a boss. I bought a yacht just to cruise. Chrome Tuli on deck. I squeeze till nothing left. I've been about that mess. All I do is smell death. A monster in my own right. I rob him just off spite. Put his body on ice. This the wrong time to be nice. War ready. War ready.
Let's go.
War ready. War ready. We mob. War ready. War ready. War ready. War ready. We mob. I'm putting niggas in they lane. Please, money ain't a thing. 20,000 on his head. Have Mitch blow out his brains. Known for putting in pain. See the spark from the flame.
Are you loving? Be sure to check out this up-and-coming artist, J Queen, on all streaming platforms.
I just came through. A lot of haters in here, so I keep it confidential. Fuck your whole crew. My whole team looking like we so presidential. You must be out your fucking mental. I just play niggas like Super Nintendo. Ooh, always rolling Super Extendos. Nigga, get up off me. What the fuck you tryna offer me? You can't fuck with me, talk to me. You ain't on my level, don't be stalking me.
Shut the fuck up, you.
Be sure to check out this artist, producer, beat maker, and all-around creator. Turn Me Up Loco. On all your streaming platforms.
Hey, turn that shit up, Loco.
Late night trip to the spot. They ain't really making me high. Tell me what you got on your mind. Why you really hitting my line? I ain't here to waste no time. Tell me why I'm on your mind. Damn, I'm really hitting your spot. You don't need what you got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Welcome back, guys. Now, I told you that I had a special guest on today, Mr. J-Tune. J-Tune, how you doing tonight?
Hello. How y'all doing? I'm good. What about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, yeah. I'm from Los Angeles, California. 26. I'm an artist. I'm a videographer, sound engineer. Yeah, I've been in the industry for about 10 years. So, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you got some pretty hot music to be in the industry for just 2 years.
No, it's 10.
Oh, you said 10 years. Oh, that's
yeah, 10 years.
Up.
My bad. 10 years young. And he got some, slamming music. It's slamming. Now, how did you get started in the music industry?
I think it was like my senior year. I had run into a friend that had like a recording, that had knowledge about recording and stuff like that. I always wanted to be an artist. I really had no like thoughts about it realistically until I ran into this friend. And so once he then told me some knowledge about it, I then got my own equipment and I started, you know, recording my own music and stuff. So,
okay.
We started out the basement type.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, you started writing and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, once I bought my first mic, and my computer, I started writing music and stuff. I was always a big fan of music.
Okay.
Beforehand, so when I started doing music, I already had, like, ideas of how I wanted to do it and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, tell me, what artist inspires you?
Oh, yeah. My number one artist, I say Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't sound nothing like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Now, are you from Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles, born and raised.
Okay. Okay. And so what do you do for fun besides music?
I like going bowling. I like going bowling. I like going to poetry nights and stuff like that, like open mic.
Okay.
Things like that, yeah.
Oh,
I'm like,
so you like poetry.
Person, yeah.
That's what's up. All right, ladies, he likes poetry. Now, are you single, married, engaged?
Oh, yeah, I'm single.
Okay, all right, ladies, because I'm telling you, once you hear this music, you're going to fall in love, okay? I'm really feeling the joint involved. Really feeling that joint. Now, what inspired you to write that one?
Been through a lot of experiences, but really, I was really trying to work on my creativity as far as writing and stuff like that. Trying to learn how to work on storytelling and, you know, being able to stick to the subject and, you know, make everything correlate and make sense. So that was really like, it was like a practice thing for me for that song. You know, it was
trying
to work on my skills.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I'm really feeling that one. I'm really feeling that joint. So, you know, here on Cooking with Positivity, we always ask our guests, do they cook? So, do you cook?
Yeah, I know how to, but
okay.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. No.
So, if you was hungry, what would you throw together in the kitchen?
Realistically,
I'm
gonna put a sandwich together. Yeah,
you gonna put a sandwich together?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw some. I mean, cause we ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's me by myself, I don't really eat like that too much. So,
yeah,
Well,
what's your favorite food?
I'll probably say Chinese food. It's either that or Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you working on any new projects right now?
Yeah, I got an EP coming out. It's called I'm Him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that should be coming out around like December.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what the song narrative is?
It's really gonna be with me in the past. I normally always focus on everybody else and making sure everybody else is good and straight. So this one, I named it I'm Him for the simple fact, like, I'm going to be focusing on strictly me and, you know, try to bring out my my creativity, artistry, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's really going to just, you know, be really focused around, like, my upbringing, my experiences, life experiences, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really mm-hmm. I'm just focusing on me, like, aspect.
Okay. All right. And so we can expect this project coming out at the end of the year.
Yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So who are your top five artists? Your top five.
My top five?
Yeah.
Number one is always going to be Lil Wayne. That's
okay.
Always. I really rock with Kendrick heavy.
Okay, I like Kendrick.
Yeah, I rock with Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
My third one, I'll probably say my third one, we probably go with, if I listen to it, probably like Drake. I'll probably go with Drake.
Okay.
Drake, we go with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's a good one, probably Ice Cube.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. I just like his style. He has unique style. And you don't really see too many clones of that as well.
Right.
So,
that's right. I like Cube as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drake all right, but yeah. I like Kendrick, Ice Cube, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was that fourth?
Okay. Yeah, that's the fourth one. So you got one more.
Okay, and then I'm not gonna say like I'm gonna throw Dirk on there. I'm gonna throw Dirk for the simple fact like his music like is really a vibe. Like I really don't listen to too many industry artists as of like today's time, mm-hmm. but Dirk and Lil Baby is probably one of the ones that So if I'm gonna say of all times, I'm gonna go with the people I actually rock with as far as listening to music. So,
right. Now, do you have any favorite female artists?
I'll probably say my favorite that had to be Alicia Keys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite number one female mm-hmm. artist.
That's what's up. What about in the hip hop genre?
Hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Nicki. Okay. I'm gonna give it Nicki because she survived all this time and still top of the game. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Nicki.
Yeah. I like Nicki. I'm feeling Nicki too.
She's herself. She's herself.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and so what else can we look forward to in the future coming from you?
Oh, yeah, clothing brands. You're mm-hmm. going to have some J-Tune merch coming soon.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of things we're going to have going and stuff with me and my team, so.
That's what's happening.
We have a lot of stuff,
Mm-hmm. So do you be doing shows?
I haven't done none lately, but we're mm-hmm. gonna start back doing them probably top of the year once we get the project out and stuff going
right,
on rotation.
Right.
So probably start back top of the year.
Sounds good. Well, sir, I do thank you for your time. Can you share with the listeners where they can tap into your music and on what platforms and all your social media platforms as well?
Okay. Instagram. My Instagram is JTune, JYTUNE. Pretty much that on all across the platforms. TikTok, JTune.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is JTune. Twitter, official JTune.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And your music is on what platforms?
Yeah, it's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music,
all right.
Deezer. You can just find me on all that, just JTune, JYTUNE.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you have it, guys and girls. Tap into J-Tune's music. Be looking for his merch. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Calling all singles. If you would like to participate in our Bachelor and Bachelorette era for our game night and you live in the Richmond, Virginia area, be sure to hit us up, letting us know your age and you would like to participate. The flyer can be found on our Cuckold Positivity Listeners Guest Connection Group, as well as our Cuckold Positivity Podcast page, and everywhere else this event will be posted. So be sure to let us know. First, if you are over the age of 21, if you are truly single, and you would like to participate in our bachelor and bachelorette game for our game night. We're looking forward to your mingling. Also, if you would like to come and participate in our spades game, or our Jenga, or Uno, be sure to grab your tickets. They're 5 for $2. We look forward to playing with you.
What's going on, CWP family? I want to share with you a way for most of us to make $100. This is by downloading the Upgrade account. If you click on my link in the bio, you can sign up, make 3 purchases. It could be as small as $3 purchases. And you get $100 loaded up to your upgrade card. It's that simple. Again, here's the process. Sign up, get your card in the mail, activate your card, load your card with as low as $5 or more, make your 3 transactions, and you get $100. And the beautiful thing about SoFi is it can be an additional account that you put money in for savings, or it could be your vacation fund, whatever the case. And you gain interest on it. And there's also no fees associated with using your upgrade account. So again, click the link in the bio and grab your $100 today and start saving. Let's upgrade, y'all.
Hey, family. Drake's first 3 albums, Thank Me Later, 2010, Take Care, 2011, Nothing Was the Same, 2013, were all critical successes and propelled him to the forefront of hip-hop. His 4th album, Muse, in 2016, saw exploration of dance hall and stood atop the Billboard 200 for 13 non-consecutive weeks, making it the first album by a male artist to do so in over a decade, and featured the chart record-setting lead single, One Dance. In 2018, Drake released the double album, Scorpion, which contained the Billboard Hot 100 number one singles, God's Plan, Nice for What, and In My Feelings. Drake's widely anticipated 6th album, Certified Lover Boy, in 2021, achieved 9 top 10 hits on the Hot 100, setting the record for most U.S. top 10 hits from 1 album, with its lead single, Way Too Sexy, reaching number 1. In 2022, Drake released the house-inspired album, Honestly, Nevermind, in 2022. Known for frequent accompanying releases to his albums, Drake has also achieved critical and commercial success with the mixtapes, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, in 2015, The Future, collaborated, What a Time to Be Alive, 2015, More Life, 2017, and Dark Lane Demo Tapes, 2020. As an entrepreneur, Drake founded the OVO Sound record label with longtime collaborator 40 in 2012. In 2013, Drake became the new global ambassador of the Toronto Raptors, joining the executive committee of the NBA franchise while owning naming rights to its practice facility. In 2016, he began collaborating with American entrepreneur Brent Hawking on the Bourbon Whiskey Virginia Black. It eventually broke sale records in Canada. Drake is also a fashion designer, most notably a sub-label collaboration with Nike. Along other business ventures, including entertainment production and a fragrance house. In 2018, Drake was reportedly responsible for $540 million of Toronto's CAD, $8.8 billion annual tourism income. In 2022, he became part owner of Italian football club AC Milan. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey world, you're looking for some adult fun? Hop on over to Z Snacks to hear some sexy ASMR. Pleasurable sounds and erotic tales that will get your juices flowing and your brain tickling. Z Snaps, the podcast, is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking to take an adventure without leaving your home? Do you need to get out of the doghouse or spruce up your website? It may be time for you to check out Zakiya McCoy, the author, with tons of books on Amazon, from fiction to cookbooks, also providing editing services, special occasion poems, content writing, for personal emails, websites, and blogs. You can check out Zakiya McCoy on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Zakiya McCoy, the author on Facebook, and Word Lovers Welcome blog.
Hey Family, Started From the Bottom is a song by Canadian hip-hop recording artist Drake, released as the first single from his third studio album, Nothing Was the Same. The song was written by Drake, Michael Coleman, and Noah, and it was produced by Coleman under his stage name, Mike Zombie, with additional production by Sheba. Started From the Bottom peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. We'll be right back with our special guest, Jay Tunes. Stay tuned.
Do you enjoy fun games, musical vibes, learning about your zodiac, and more, and free prizes? Well, look no further than Fun Free Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity. We have everything you need to have a fun, free Friday. So make sure you join us. And who knows, you may be one of our Fun Free Friday positive raffle winners. But you won't know unless you tune in Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity. Do you want to rock some CWP swag? Make sure you go to our Facebook page and hit up our shop. We have t-shirts, hoodies. We even got swag for your living room, from pillows to blankets. We got your morning swag with our mugs. So make sure you hit us up and get you some CWP merch today. What's going on, CWP family? Do you want to stay caught up with everything CWP? Or you just would like every episode emailed right to you? Go hit us up at our website, cookingwithpositivity.wordpress.com.
Well, family, I hope that you enjoyed some of the fun facts about Drake and his song Started From the Bottom. Here is your trivia question. What popular hip-hop artist did Drake have a crush on? What popular hip-hop artist did Drake have a crush on? You know where to leave your answers. Don't cheat. Don't look it up. Drop your answers on our Facebook pages, Cooking with Positivity for listeners and guest connection, Cooking with Positivity. Also, you can drop your answers on Instagram, Cooking with Positivity. Until next time, family, peace.